Hey everybody, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I want to share with you guys what I consider an insane case study that isn't necessarily from the business world, but it's following a business principle that I talked about all the time, and it happened for a little band. So that said, I'm going to cue the theme song. When I come back, I'm going to share with you guys the story about Jim and Sam.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so as you guys know, I've been talking about publishing for years, about the power of it and why we should be publishing daily. And I remember at one of our Two Comma Club X events, I made a statement. I said to everyone in the audience that if you will publish every single day for a year, by the end of the year, I'm convinced you'll have you'll be financially free. And I think a lot of people looked at me and said, cool. Some people said, there's no way. And very few people actually did it. There have been people that have, and those people, insanely enough, are having a lot of success right now. So anyways, I still stand by that. Like, you pick, you know, where you're going to publish at and do it every single day for a year, you should be successful, because a couple things are going to happen. Number one, it'll give you a chance and give you time to find your voice. And number two, it gives your audience enough time to come and find you, right? And so that's kind of the reason behind it. And so what's cool is this morning, Brandon Fisher, who's one of the guys here on my team that does all ton of our video stuff, he sent me this trailer. And I haven't watched the documentary, but I watched the trailer this morning, and it was amazing. So I highly recommend you, if you go to wearejimandsam.com, you can go and watch the trailer for this documentary called After So Many Days. And so I don't know why he sent it to me, so I click play. And in this, you know, minute 50 trailer for this documentary, it tells a story about a couple who newlyweds named Jim and Sam, who've been trying for a decade to hit it with music, right? They were playing shows, they were practicing all sorts of stuff, and for 10 years had no success. And they decided they needed to do something crazy. Like, we needed to figure out a way to make this thing successful. And so they decided that they were going to do a show every single day for 365 days. Right? And again, I haven't seen the documentary yet. I am so excited to go and watch it. But just from the trailer, you see what happens is they go out there and they start doing a show. And like, some of the shows are like next to these guys cutting down trees because the only person that'll listen to them. Some of them are in these little bars. Some of them are just wherever they can find a place to perform a show in front of humans, right? And they start doing this and they start doing this. And by the end of the trailer, they're performing in front of these audiences of tens of thousands of people. And there's this quote at the end of the trailer that was so powerful. In fact, I wrote it down because I wanted to share with you. At the end of the trailer, he says, so here we go, making something happen every single day. And then boom, they start on this journey. And anyway, I want to share with you because, man, you know, so many of us have this dream. We have our art, right? For Jim and Sam, it's their band. For you, it could be an offer, a product, a coaching program, a book, a course, a CD, a physical product, a service you do. Like, it could be whatever, right? We have this vision, we have our dream, and we go out there and we try to put it out there. But the magic of this, and again, I cannot wait to watch the documentary. We'll probably end up having like 10 more episodes. Give me geeking out about this. But the concept of like, all right, if we're going to be successful, it's not just going out there and dabbling or going out there, I'm going to read a book, I'm going to go try to whatever. It's like, here we go, making something happen every single day. What are you doing every single day to make your dream come true, right? Like, what is it, right? And for most of us, if we're selling stuff online, it's publishing. I know Nathan Berry, who is the founder of ConvertKit, really good, great software program. He said the same thing. He's like, I'm going to write a blog post every single day for a year. And he sat down and he started doing it. And at first it was really, really hard, right? But then he got in the habit of this, like, every day I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write 1,000 words, write 1,000 words. Every morning did 1,000 words, 1,000 words. And by the time, you know, a year had come up, his company had blown up. Like, so many good things happened from it. And so I think for all of us, man, this like just serves as such a good reminder. It's like, how do we publish something every single day, right? And so this is the rallying call, okay? As you guys are going to commit to this and say, okay, I'm going to do this, the rallying call is this. So here we go, making something happen every single day. So what is that for you? What is that lever? What's the thing that if you do every single day, it's going to change everything for you? You got to figure out exactly what that is and then focus on it and do it consistently every single day for a year. If you do that, a couple things happen. Number one, you will find your voice. Okay, I guarantee that by them performing a show every single day for a year, what happened? They got better. They figured out people liked. They figured out people didn't like. They mastered their craft, right? And the second thing is that as they're going out there and doing this over and over and over again, the consistency gave their audience a chance to find them. I talk about it in the Traffic Secrets book as well. I shared one of Nathan Barry's 1,000 blog posts or 100 blog, whatever, 365 blog posts he did that year. One was called "You Have to Endure Long Enough to Get Noticed." And he talked about it. He said, you know, it's interesting. He said, if you think about TV shows or movies or documentaries, like how many TV shows did you find out about like season 4 or 5, right? He said, the problem is there's so much content being created all the time that that the market, the world waits to see what's good enough that's going to rise to the top, right? And so it's testing you. I think for all of us, it's like, okay, the universe, God, the market, you know, whoever is testing you to see, like, do you really want this? How bad do you want it? How bad do you care about your message? Do you care about if you're going to, you know, blog once a week about it? Do you care about if you're going to blog every day about it? Do you care about that every single day you're going to make something happen? Because if you do, if you are, like, then you get rewarded. Okay, there's a reason now that I'm still having so much success in my business, right? Despite the ups and the downs and all the things, I have been doing this now for 18 years. 18 years I've been beating this drum over and over and over again. I beat this drum when nobody was listening. I beat this drum when people were angry. I beat this drum when clients were leaving me. I beat this drum. I kept doing it and doing it and doing it. Because I believed in it so much, because I cared about this message. I knew the impact it could and would have if I just kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it. And now 18 years later, you know, and I'm still learning, I'm still becoming better, I still make tons of stupid mistakes, right? But 18 years later, I found my voice, right? And my audience is finding me, and it'll continue to hopefully continue to grow and keep evolving. But that's definitely what's happening. So, you know, hopefully give you guys some encouragement. I highly recommend, if you want to get motivated, just go to wearejimandsam.com. Watch the trailer. Like I said, I'm totally gonna go watch this documentary. I'm pumped to see it. And it's called After So Many Days. That's the name of the documentary. And I'm gonna end this podcast with the line that ends in the trailer. It says, "So here we go, making something happen every single day. What is that for you? Commit to it. Do it. If you do that, again, two amazing blessings will come to you. Number one, you'll find your voice. Number two, your audience will find you. Thanks again so much for listening. I appreciate you guys all, and I'll talk to you all soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is gonna help you. It's gonna help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. Onefunnelaway.com.